Brandon Marshall has all the physical tools that teams crave in a wide receiver. His size and speed allow him to make big plays, and he's not afraid to block downfield. Marshall, in just his second year, is on pace for 1,232 yards and 6 touchdowns. Brandon Marshall, however, realizes being a professional player entitles much more than stats and a box score.
Just learning how to handle all situations on the field and off the field. I think my biggest problem this year is just the distractions off the field, you know. People don't understand the type of lifestyle pro athlete has as far as off the field, not just talking about the glamour, but all the distractions, you know, family, friends, and just people in the community. You know, you're asked to do a lot, you know, so, you know, that comes with the territory, and some people can handle it, some people can't. Some people, it takes a year or two, and some people take a week or two. So I think I was one of those guys where, you know, I had to bump my head once or twice to finally realize that, you know, this is a high-profile business, and, you know, I'm a high-profile athlete, and, you know, it's time for me to step up to the plate and do the right thing.
The recent death of Sean Taylor has put things back into perspective across the league that being a professional athlete warrants a target, something Marshall can relate to.
There's so many situations you fall into as a professional athlete where, you know, you might, you know, be out and you might step on someone's shoe or you might bump into someone, but you might apologize or try to apologize, but they might be having a bad day that day and take it out on you, you know. But your name is the one that's going to be all over the paper and all in on the TV, so that's the target. You know, we definitely targeted athletes, and, you know, hey, that comes with the territory. We just got to be more smart.
Brandon Marshall, though, would not trade this experience for anything. Marshall still sees the game as what it was when he was a kid, and anyone being around Marshall can see how passionate he is for the game.
I mean, you're making tons of money doing something you love. I mean, it's definitely worth it, you know. Now, practice, do we like to practice? No, we don't like to practice. Do we like to lift weights? No, we don't like to lift weights. But, you know, when you, it's a rush when you get out there under them lights on Sunday and you get a chance to run around and make plays. I mean, that's what we play for, is Sundays, you know, not the money, but, you know, just that rush and that feeling, you know. But some guys, you know, they might be in it just for a living, make a living, but, you know, I think there's a large group of guys in the NFL that's doing it just because they love the game.
You know, he's done a great job of learning to be a pro. I see him improving every day, not only as a receiver, but his work ethic, his preparation, just trying to be a pro football player. And, you know, that's half the battle for some of these guys with a lot of talent. They've got to learn to be a pro, and he's made some big strides over the last year.
Reporting for Broncos TV, I'm Casey Byers.